Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, I'm running a few minutes late, and please forgive me. I'm actually going to have a friend of mine on here. Her name is Melissa, and she loves to run. I love to run. You know, running has really saved my life, and so we're going to talk about that because we're going to start a run club for anybody across the U.S., the world, I'm going to say, because I believe that when you exercise, and I love to run, and you know, and I didn't always love to run. I hated running at one time, and but I love to run now. And I recently got over plantar fasciitis. If you guys, any of you guys are athletes, you'll know what that is. Maybe, maybe not. Hopefully, you never will find out. You just hear about it from a friend. But it was so painful, and I remember calling I remember walking one day, and I go, "What if I can never run again?" Right? You know, because it hurt. It was so, so painful. And I said, and I just remember I said, "Please God, please Jeshua, which is Hebrew for Jesus, please Buddha, please all the beings on the in heavenland, let me run, please angels, and thank you for helping me run." And you know what? From that point on, this is probably about 2.5 weeks ago, right when I first moved into my new home, which I told you guys about. Then I was able to start running and feeling great about it, you know, and it's one of my daily practices now. And am I fast as I used to be? I will be that fast again. I promise you that. And but it's just good to move. And I've gotten faster each time, and I've gone a little further each time. So on that note, we're going to talk about running. I'm going to go get Melissa. And just hold on 1 second, and I will be right back, okay? So how about that? Okay. All right, there you go. Let go get her. Call. We're on our podcast, okay?
Yay!
So, yeah, yay. So I wanted to get it started so I could bring you on. And I said, we've got this great girl here. She runs like crazy and lost, how much weight did you lose? I was like trying to remember exactly, but how much weight did you lose running before? And now you're back to running because you want to lose weight and get healthy and stay healthy and live forever and look 21.
I had lost 50 pounds.
50 pounds, Wowzer.
Yeah.
Wowzer. And let me ask you this, because I told everybody that I said, listen, I just started running myself again because I have plantar fasciitis, and that's so painful. And, and I remember telling you about this because you've had it before, and you're like, oh, you just suffer through it, right? And it eventually goes away. And, right? I mean, And you go... And I was sitting there going, oh, man, will this ever go away? So at the beginning of this month, I said, okay, I was crying. I go, please let it go away. God, angels, Jesus, Buddha, Jeshua, I always call you, but, you know, whoever light being in heaven land is on duty, just help it go away. And you know what? It did. And I started running about 2.5 weeks ago. And I'm able to run now. I'm not the fastest like I've been, but I'm getting there. And, it's like amazing when you get that adrenaline rush from running. And have you had it yourself running and the adrenaline rush?
Absolutely. Sometimes, as my children would say, Mom, you always say you're going to go for 3, but you come home and you did 6.
Oh, I love that about
miles.
You.
So, you'd like to say I'm going for 3, but you never know. That's what I usually say.
Okay, you know, yeah, right. So, but you know what? At least you're going faster, or you're going longer, right? Because you. Let me ask you a question, because this is something I've wanted to know about you, and I always mean to ask you. When you run, do you do speed drills as well as running, or how do you do that? Because I've done speed drills, and I want to do it, but I have to get a little better and stronger in my foot, the one that just is getting better. But how do you do that?
Right. Well. When I started, I was trying to run 100% the whole time. And especially when you haven't been a runner for 40 years of your life, that's kind of challenging. And it was hard to get over the quote unquote failure of not being able to do 3 miles without stopping. But I've read plenty of articles. Interval running decreases injuries.
Okay.
So you're less likely to injure yourself. And I started with 30 second run, 1 minute walk, and then you can just increase it from there. Essentially, it's also called the Galloway.
I have read about that before. It's been a few years, and there was a guy that actually went to the Olympics, and he used that. God, I can't remember that. That's interesting. So that's what you do.
Yeah.
Okay. So just so you guys know, Melissa, where are you living at? I'm in South Florida in Fort Lauderdale. Where do you live at?
I am in Virginia.
Virginia.
Northern Virginia.
Is it cold up there?
It's cold.
Yeah. Do you ever run in the cold 30 seconds? You're like, I think I'm only going to run 30 seconds. And forget about the minute, right? So.
Well, funny you ask. Yes, I have. I have definitely run in, let's see, maybe 20 degree weather.
Oh my gosh! Wow.
Well, once your body gets warm enough, it's cold, but your body's warm, and you'd be surprised. There's a whole map, whatever you want to call it, on how many layers you should have for what kind of weather, what kind of temperature.
Oh, really? Is that online?
Yes.
Okay, so when you're running in 20 degree weather, by the way, anybody that will listen to this now or later, she is the coldest I've ran in is 35. Okay, so because I live in South Florida, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna run. Right, it's cold, but I have a huge sweatshirt that I run in that used to be my dad's, and it's super thick. And then you know, you layer layering the clothes is key. And you have a passion about that in helping others. Because you're helping yourself, right? We're a work in progress. So
yeah, so it's something I never thought I'd be doing. I did 3 half marathons, and I still have a marathon in my bucket list. And you know, if you put your mind to it, you can do anything.
That is so true. So tell everybody how many miles is a half marathon? And you started out at zero, right? So how did you start your half marathon with the first step, right? Getting trained for it. So how did you do that? So
how did I train?
How many miles is a half marathon, and how did you train?
Yeah. Half marathon is 13.
Uh huh.
And training would be, well, it's a bunch of miles you have to meet per week. Now you can stretch it out to, you know, a 6 month period, or you can make it short, but you're always worried about injury. So the longer the better.
Okay. So you took your time training for it, right? And okay, gotcha.
To the best of my abilities.
And did you run every day, or did you run 4 or 5 days a week?
I would say about 4 to 5.
Okay. Okay.
And you should strength train and work other muscles. You can't just work your legs. You got to work it all. It's a full body training.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
And fuel. You have to fuel your body right. I've tested that theory. If you don't eat the right stuff, if you don't take care of yourself and get your sleep, you're not going to perform as well.
Okay. So you're not going to perform as well, and so you're running. That's good. So I want to, because you and I are going to do a lot of, we're going to do a lot of stuff on here with doing that, but because in helping people, and then we're going to run, right? We're going to help others run, and it doesn't matter where you're at, because this gal right here has 4 children from 5 to, what's the oldest?
16.
Right? And she has a husband.
Yep.
How long have you been married?
20 years in July.
20 years in July. She looks 21. She's absolutely beautiful. And she didn't see that, but I do. And a lot of others do, too. So it's all good. But you've been married for 20 years, and your goal what is your goal? What do you want to do, and why do you want to run so much? I know you want to lose weight, but what does it do for you in the inside when that endorphins kick in? I want to hear your story, because I know what it's like when I'm running, like, wowzer, you know?
Well, especially if you suffer from depression and anxiety, I think it helps deal with that, and you don't need to take medication. Just the fact that you hit that endorphin, it changes your brain, and you don't need to be or supplement if you're someone who takes additional Xanax to on top of their regular medicine. You don't need that if you exercise regularly.
Okay, if you exercise regularly, okay, and then the endorphin rush that you get is amazing. And so you've had challenges with depression, and I know you worked hard to overcome them. And has your family always supported you, your daughters, and because you have four little girls, your husband must feel like he's king of the castle, or he never has a restroom to use.
No, I believe we have a bathroom downstairs that's only his. No, I'm just kidding.
Did your family support you with running? Do they do that? Do they support you, or do they not support you?
Yes, absolutely. They support me. They actually see the difference in me when I'm on top of my game and running and feeling great. I'm a better mom. I'm a better person, better friend when I'm out there.
Mm-hmm. Good. Wow. Well, sir. That's good. So you're a better mom and everything. You were talking about fuel. Do you eat a lot of protein? Do you eat carbs and protein? What does that look like for you? Because I know that we each have a different thing that we do. We meaning all of us, you know. But what works for you?
Well, no alcohol the night before.
Right?
That would be very helpful. That does affect the following day. I'm not saying drunk, but even just a glass. It just affects the body. Fuel. Usually go with a light nut with a rice cake carb.
Okay.
I dabbled in the carb loading before the half marathon, and it just makes me feel sluggish. So I think a lot of times it has to be the individual.
Okay.
And how, as you're training, you play along with these things too.
Right.
And what works best for you. So.
Right. I did a couple half marathons myself. I never ran a full half. I always stopped at 11 miles until the day of. I don't know why I did that. And I've done a marathon. But I liked how the half marathon made me feel. You know what I mean? So it's like, did you ever feel like you were going to just like, I can't do it? Or did you stay in the zone all the time? Tell me about that. Because that's a good question. People ask.
Oh
that.
Heavens! It's a mind game.
Right.
I mean, you can go out strong. First 2 miles, you're like, well, why am I doing this again? And then and then you hit that high, and you're going, and then you're like, okay, I'm tired. I want to stop. I can't do this
home.
Hill.
Right.
Yeah, it's like it's okay if you walk. Oh,
yeah.
Just walk the rest. I did have an experience on one of my halves that I did not train well because life got in the way. And I had terrible, terrible cramps at mile 9. And I had to walk to 13. So all of this you have to take into account when you're out there.
Okay.
Fuel and training and mindset, everything.
Right. Can I know the answer for me, but I'm interested. When you did your train for your half, did you, for me, it's not one day, it's not one week. It is a period of time that you have to prepare for this. Like,
oh,
with
yeah.
Your body. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
You have to actually have a schedule and stick to it. Rain, sleet, snow. You just have to.
And then you know, I've had people go, well, Trudy, how do you do that and have a family? Because to be the best version of yourself, I think, is key here, don't you? You
mm-hmm.
know, so, mm-hmm. And, you know, and part of being the best version of yourself is being disciplined. I mean, I know your kids, you've got these little girls, and they learn how to be what they want to be by watching you and your husband.
right? So they're learning, you know, my daughter runs, she and I will run together. And when she comes home,
you're setting the example. Yep.
Yeah. And I remember we ran a 5K, which wasn't, you know, 3.2 miles or 3.1 miles. And yeah. And she said, I beat her. And she said, how did you do that? I said, because I do not party. I'm not in college. And that's okay. She says, oh, yeah, you're right. So then we ran the next time. And the next time, her time was better than mine. Well, it should be. I mean, you know, so I don't think it should be because you can be whatever you want to be. But anyway, she runs. I run. Her dad runs. We're divorced. But, you know, she got that from us. And I love that. So we're starting a run club. We're starting a run for fun. Go run. Putting a Facebook page and an Instagram. What would you like to see happen with that? What are your own visions for this? And I'll give you mine, because we want to help people. I know that, maybe. Yeah.
Well, because I think with running, depending on, you know, how far you run or what life brings you, if you're out there, knowing somebody else is out there doing the same thing, maybe even feeling the same way, you can both support each other by the fact that you're out there and you're doing it. You're not, you know, it doesn't matter how fast you run. It's the fact that you're out there running.
Right.
And you're running circles around the people that are sitting on the couch.
Amen to that. That's a great quote. I love that. Wow. 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 So go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't interrupt.
No, I mean, yeah, it's really the support out there. You may have a day that you're tired and you really don't want to go out there.
Mm-hmm.
But once you get out there, you're happy you did. You know?
Yeah.
And the benefits
true.
That you're going to get from it.
That is so true. You're happy you did it and the benefits that you get. And so, you know, when you're out there running, because the other day, anybody that's listening, now or later, the other day when I was talking to her, I called her, left her a message. I'm running. And I said, and here's what I'm listening to. And I was listening to some AC/DC song, Party All Night Long. And I can't remember. I go, here are my IMs. And I knew that she, you know, she loves to run like I do. So it gave me comfort in the fact that I could share that with you. You would get me. And we would, you know, and I know that you're fixing, being the best version of yourself. I am too. So it's like, it's always a journey, never a destination.
Yes.
So that's good. Anyway, so we're going to go over a lot of stuff over the, you know, with our podcast/show. Yay, did I say that? Yeah.
Yay!
And about food, nutrition, accomplishments that we've made when we fall flat on our butt. You know what I mean? And have I ever tripped running? Yes, I have. Okay. It was in the dark, though. I was doing a color run in the dark. And it was funny. But
oh, heavens. I can't. I don't even think I can say that. I've never tripped, but.
Okay. Yeah. I'm like, wowzer, you know, so night vision, night goggles, don't tease it. But we had a good time. But, it's a passion. And once you do it, I mean, the adrenaline rush is amazing. But the depression, that's a good point right there. And I hated running. I really did. And then one day, I don't know what happened. For me, I was just running, and all of a sudden, I just got this high, and I just kept running and running. And it's like, it's something I'll never forget. And I get it every time when I run, I do. And
yep.
And I know you do the same thing. So anyway, I'm going to go running after I get off this show with you and podcast show. And we will be on again. Melissa and I will figure out a schedule and a list of things we're going to talk about. But anybody, even if you run, walk, or you're swimming or whatever, certain things have to be in place, and good nutrition, good sleep, and a personal development. So I know you and I should talk about personal development next time we're on here. What do you think? Would that be fun? So how that helps.
That would be fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, everybody. We'll see you later, and send us a comment, like our show, and big hugs to you. We love you. You have anything you want to say? Go run, right?
Go run.
Bye, everybody. We'll talk.
Bye-bye.
Bye.